Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Mystic Records Radio. I'm so glad you were able to join us today. And I have a couple announcements. Today, later tonight, is Frank's birthday bash with Oppressed Logic at the Gypsy Shack in Jamestown, California. And the Rick Agnew Band is playing with Cymbal 6 tonight at the world-famous Doll Hut in Anaheim. And then, this is a very special event at the VFW Post 2828, 1000 North Catalina Avenue in Redondo Beach. It's the Grand. And tonight is Rob's pre-birthday show. And I have a special treat for y'all today. I have award-winning author. And first we're going to go to a little tune from RKL. Gotta think positive. Special guest today, award-winning author Bob Odie. Hi, Bob.
Hey, Candace. How you doing?
I'm fine. I'm so excited to hear about your trip to New York. I saw your photographs that you posted and the awards you win. Please tell our listeners out there all the skinny on New York and your book.
Oh, yeah. It was a lot of fun. Won an Indie Reader Discovery Award, and so they displayed my book there at Book Expo America, which is, you know, just sort of a huge book convention in New York, and they said, hey, you want to come out, and we're going to have this book award ceremony. I said, I won't miss it for the world. So I flew out there, spent the day in New York. It was amazing. Saw the Statue of Liberty, 9/11 Memorial. I went up in the
Photos of all that. It's just wonderful. And, you know, I believe that is the biggest book fair in the United States.
Yeah, it is. And to have my book there, you know, a book about punk rock bowling, I mean, displayed there, it was just huge. It was, I just, you know, I'm very humbled and just really enjoyed it, you know, just had a great time.
New York, the place to be for good things happening, and the award you won, that is so amazing. I mean, that's the second award you've won with the book.
It's actually the third, but yeah, the first
third.
One was back in, I won a Global eBook Award in 2014, then a Regional Excellence Book Award in the beginning of this year, and then this was the third one, the Indie
so
Reader
modest.
Discovery Award.
I didn't even see you post anything about the second one.
You know, I don't want to overwhelm people, but you know, it's a lot of fun, man. It's been amazing, and it's just been great, the support that I've gotten. And we were just at Punk Rock Bowling and met hundreds of people that came into our booth there at Punk Rock Bowling. Just had a great time there at the main festival. So I want to thank all your listeners that dropped by and to say hello and, you know, just show support. It was great.
That is fantastic, and I will look forward to seeing an updated version for next year.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. In fact, I'm working on a second book that's sort of on the same topic, but I'm going to basically interview different people that, you know, about their experiences in Las Vegas and all the good times that they've had and if they've got any tips and things like that for the readers. So that's going
right
to be great.
On.
And that one's going to be called Punk Vegas, and I'm working on it right now.
Oh, that's great. And I see that the Grimm, your band, has a show tonight down in Redondo. Oh, I would really love to go there. I have family that live in Huntington, and Redondo's just a skip away, and what a great
that's right.
place.
And it's a free show, you know. It's going to be a great show tonight. The show starts about 8 o'clock. We're going to go on around 11. We're playing with Rated X, Descendants. They're sort of a Descendants cover band, and Landfill.
And, I see that.
It's
21 and over.
Yeah,
it's
a VFW
great.
Post 2828. So come on out if you're in the area, and we really look forward to seeing you. We'll be giving some free stuff away, too. We got some stickers and buttons and pins and things like that. So, you know, we'll
sounds
make it worth
like
your
fun.
While. Come on out. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sounds like fun.
Definitely.
At the VFW. In Redondo, 2828. Okay, well, we're going to take a little break here for a little Life in a Bottle.
Bye.
punk rock guitarist Bob Odie and award-winning author. Did you go away, Bob?
No, I'm right here, Candace. Yeah, I just wanted to give a shout-out to all your listeners and tell them again, thanks for all their support. It's been great, you know.
Yes, the Grim has really been kicking some butt.
Yeah, we're having a lot of fun, no doubt about it. And
we're in the studio
doing some recording and, you know, getting ready to release some new music. Brian finished up the bass the other day, and we got a little bit of guitars, a little bit of vocals to finish up, and then we'll be ready to put it out.
That's great. And, you know, at Mystic here, we have a whole new digital world that is coming out, and I just released the Mystic Sampler 1 last night through iTunes, and it was originally released, you know, in the 80s, but it wasn't on the digital iTunes. So Mystic Records is officially going digital.
Oh, that's great news. Glad to hear it.
Yes, yes. All right. Well, you know, we have time for one more song. This one's dedicated to all those 420 people out there. All right. You'll never guess the name of this song.
Punker Princess out there. She's interviewing me for Punk Globe magazine this next month.
Oh, fantastic. All right, Punk Princess. And I want to remind you all to get on down to the Grim Show tonight in at Redondo Beach. And remember, it's 21 and over, and it's free. And what are we going to do? Party or go home.
Right on.
See you next time. You still there, Bob?
Yes, I am.
What you going to do tonight,
I'm going to party hard. I can't wait. It's going to be a great time. Grim go on about 11 o'clock, so come on down. I'll be there about 8, hanging out and selling shirts, and come on out and say hello.
Sounds like a good time. All right. Well, we're out of time, so we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye-bye.